Are you ready to be unleashed into your destiny? Then tune into the Lions Unchained podcast each and every Monday. Carl Joseph is a unique researcher who investigates current events, prophecy, geopolitics, cults, and much more through a biblical lens. Check out carljosephministries.com. Get ready for a paradigm shift as the chains come off, because the truth will set you free. Lions Unchained is available on Spotify, iTunes, and Stitcher. Subscribe now.
Friend, without a doubt, we serve a healing God, and I have seen God heal people with my own eyes. As far as I'm concerned, the train has left the station, the horse has bolted the yard, and the fat lady has sung all her favorite tunes. You will never convince me that God doesn't heal today, because I've personally witnessed the supernatural healing of cancer 3 times, Crohn's disease 2x, a brain tumor healed, scoliosis, celiac disease, fibromyalgia, shingles, and several other sicknesses and diseases by God's dunamis power. And how were these people healed, you might ask? Was it by the gift of healing, or some miracle because the wind was blowing in a certain direction, or because the moon was full on that particular day? No, friend, we place no faith in superstition or old wives' tales, but the Word of God only as our roadmap to reach our healing destination. Only by knowing Scripture and obeying it to the letter will we gain success in appropriating God's healing promises. You see, the problem of receiving healing is on our end, not God's. The transmitter is always transmitting, but the receiver needs to be tweaked in order to tune in to the healing signal. As far as God's concerned, everyone is saved and everyone is healed because He paid for it all on the cross at Calvary. Just as people reach in and appropriate salvation by the believing with the heart and confessing with the mouth, so we need to appropriate healing the same way, because God offers healing as freely as salvation. You see, most people have their faith gear stuck in neutral, hoping they will move forward toward God's healing destination. They claim that if it's God's will, they'll be healed, but they have a disenfranchised attitude that doesn't mix faith with the Holy Scripture. Friend, you cannot be indifferent if you want to be healed in your physical body. You must desire it. You must declare it over yourself and do what is requisite in order to attain it. We don't serve a quesara sara God, but one that responds to faith and is pleased with faith. Now, James chapter 5 is the source text for any healing protocol and the one I've used down the years. This passage creates an atmosphere of faith in which we can apply the very prayer of faith. Let's read this passage right now. I'm reading from James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16 in the King James Version. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Now, when someone asks of a person's well-being, they often respond saying, I'm sick. And then the person replies, oh, I'm praying for you, brother. But the thing is, unless you pray for a sick person according to Scripture, then your prayers will not be impactful. Now, the number one way that God heals according to the protocol He laid out in the New Testament especially is by the laying on of hands. If you really desire to see people made well, God instructs us to transfer His anointing, which contains God's healing power, by the laying on of hands. This is highlighted in Mark 16:18 and well on into the book of Acts and the epistles. We need to take God's word literally, friend. If you have a family member or friend who's suffering in their body presently, then you need to have the temerity to grab your anointing oil and pray the prayer of faith, just as it instructs. This is the way I've prayed and been witness to many exciting healings down the years. In recent weeks, we had a family visit us all the way from North Dakota on a Wednesday night. This gentleman was a minister, in fact, and found us on the internet. Anyway, he came in faith, believing to be healed of brain cancer and an accompanying tumor. We prayed over him, and the news I just got this last week is that the tumor is diminishing in size, according to his physician, and he's gaining strength. Friend, if you're sick, but know this, I will ask you a few questions before I pray, because verses 15 and 16 of James chapter 5 discuss the concept of confessing faults and sins to one another and praying to release those things before we are ready to finally pray the prayer of faith. You see, issues in our soul can be roadblocks to healing especially. If we have unconfessed sin in our heart, for example, our confidence towards God will be low, and we'll struggle to receive from Him. If we harbor unforgiveness, bitterness, or resentment, these issues are legal grounds for the enemy to steal our healing from us. That is why I spend extra special care and attention as to the soul's condition of a sick person when I pray for them. I believe it's the missing link of why we don't see that many people heal today, because under the surface there are root causes that the Lord wants to address within us. Now, this is not always the case. I'm not saying that everyone who's sick has unresolved sin issues. No, friend, I'm not saying that. Yet in the majority of cases, based on my personal experience, the Lord does deal with our hearts before we pray the prayer of faith. The trouble is, if in some way we think sickness is from God, then we won't resist it. Some denominations even teach that sickness draws us closer to God, but this is a lie. God doesn't create evil, and sickness is a distant relation of evil itself. God only permits evil because of man's free will. He didn't create sickness, friend. He only permits it as a result of man's disobedience. Now, there are theologians who've written books about how physical healing is not in the atonement. But friend, if it's not in the atonement, where the heck is it? Because it's all over the Word of God. Heck, even one of God's names is Jehovah Rapha, meaning a God who heals. This name was first introduced in Exodus 15:26, and the usage of God's name in this passage was in reference to physical healing. And friend, God is still in the healing business today, despite what your pastor might preach, and despite countless books declaring the contrary. Friend, just because man slipped into unbelief and finally ignorance of God's word during the dark ages, God's will regarding healing has not changed today. Man's unbelief does not make the will of God of no effect. God's will has remained unchanged ever since the scriptures were penned on parchment. Hebrews 13:8 says clearly, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But here's the kicker. Much of God's ability to move in people's lives depends largely on our belief system, and unbelief can restrict God's ability to move freely in our lives. Remember, Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. I say this scripture, Mark 9:23, often, and it reveals from the lips of Jesus Christ that our belief system plays a large part in God's ability to move in and through us. The trouble is, if man stops believing that Yahweh God is a healing God, man can severely restrict God's healing power from manifesting throughout humanity. I say woe unto those so-called scholars who've labeled God as inept in this dispensation of grace. The gifts have not passed away after the apostles died, friend. Healing didn't pass away when the apostles died either. Yet the charismata move of God, with signs following, was moving freely in the earth until about 300 AD. So the question is, what happened at the time to slow down or stop the flow of God's supernatural power? Well, what happened was, firstly, the Emperor Constantine gained power in Rome. And when he did, he made Christianity the official religion of the Roman Empire. This sounds good on the surface, but the trouble was it made everyone a Christian by default. If you were born into the empire as a Roman citizen, then you were automatically a Christian. It was no longer a choice, friend, for men to repent of their sins and receive Christ. It was a national duty and right to be a Christian. As you can tell, this caused the fires of the gospel to wane because the urgency of preaching the good news was lost. As a result, since about the 3rd century AD, the manifestation of the healing power and gifts of God grew scarcer and only revived once more around the close of the 17th century as God's word was preached freely once again. Listen, if you think it's not God's will to heal you, then you'll never be healed. You will have doubt. You'll doubt his will because either you don't know his will or you've made your mind up already. But friend, God's will is his word. So let's read some scriptures now, starting with the Old Testament, that discuss his will to heal you. Exodus 23:25 says, "And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Deuteronomy 7:15 says, "And the Lord will take away from you all sickness." And then again in Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases." And finally, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5, in the redemption chapter, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." In this particular passage, the word griefs and sorrows in the Hebrew language literally means sickness and disease. The true meaning is lost to us in the modern vernacular. You see, doubt is simply not knowing, but unbelief is knowing and choosing not to believe. There's a difference between these two terms. If you meditate on the healing scriptures I just gave you, then doubt will dissipate rapidly. Yet, unbelief, as I've said, is knowing the truth, but choosing not to believe it. And friend, the words we choose on a daily basis express what we believe in our hearts. And if you need to maintain or obtain healing in your physical body, then you need to start agreeing with God's word instead of your symptoms. The best way to do this is speak healing over your physical body. I remember Dodie Osteen back in the early 1980s when she was diagnosed with cancer. She still received treatments from the doctors, of course, for the cancer. But every day she would literally stand on the Bible and declare healing scriptures over herself until the healing symptoms went away. She did this when she was in excruciating pain and despite what she felt in her body. But let me ask you this, friend. Is it God's will that any should perish? No. Yet are some perishing? Yes. Is it God's will that all are healed? Yes. Certainly, based on the scripture I just read to you. But are all healed? No, they are not. When we received Jesus Christ, we believed in our heart and confessed with our mouth, and we were saved. But what many believers don't realize is that you receive healing the same way as you received salvation, which is by faith. By believing in your heart and confessing the truth with your mouth. So friend, if you are sick in body today, what is your response? I suggest that you take your Bible and underline the various healing scriptures. Build your faith in this area and then personalize God's healing promises by speaking them out loud for yourself. Declare loudly today, "I'm healed by his stripes. Jesus sent his word and healed my disease, and symptoms of sickness and disease are far from me in Jesus' name." Friend, start right there. Start resisting sickness in your physical body every day. Also, if you're unable to visit, shoot me an email and I will arrange to either visit with you and or pray with you over the phone. We desire to see you well, friend, and we are believing God with you. Until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and remember to spread the good news.
You've been listening to Carl Joseph and the Lions Unchained podcast. Carl is a minister who's witnessed God's supernatural power to save, heal, and deliver. Carl is a unique researcher who investigates current affairs, societal trends, technology, cults, and end-time events, all through a biblical lens. Every Monday, new podcasts are uploaded, so stay tuned for the next opportunity to roar into victory. Check out carljosephministries.com for exciting articles, teachings, and discussion points. See you next week, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button.